Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. You want to look at like one game, two games in this series? I mean, immediately we want to just forget all of the positives this guy has meant to this team. He has been as important a figure in one of the more difficult turnaround jobs in the history of the NBA. He has turned this whole thing around. He's impacted this team in such a positive way. He has made everybody better. And if he lost to Detroit, with you. If he lost to Boston, I'd even understand it a little bit more. The second he beats Boston, I don't know what we're talking about. I don't know what he has. He has to win an NBA championship or he's got to go. You said, oh, if he gets past the Pacers, why would that be okay? What does getting past the Pacers do? You got to win an NBA championship. If they got past the Pacers and got swept, you'd be like, well, okay, Tibbs can stay. Why? It's the first year with this group. He's turned the entire team around. The idea he has a history of not taking teams over the top. Again, were they good enough? And did they get better after he left? Two quick questions. Just asking. Was Boston good enough? And did they get better after he left? Was Minnesota good enough? And did they get better after he left? Because that's what you'd have to prove to me if you want to tell me he's been a problem with other teams, and he's got a history of not getting over the hump. You didn't have a good enough team, maybe. Maybe it's a miracle they were where they are. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Well, you know, you could be disappointed, but the idea that you're not giving this guy, that you would blame instead of giving credit, and it's what, you know, players get the credit, and
players win, the coach loses. That's how it is, man.
In this particular case, I think that's a very misplaced concept.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I mean, what? You know, how about this? How about this? Okay, first of all, somewhere sandwiched in between 130 points given up and 125 points given up was a 94-point defensive masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened in the sixth game. Not only that, You know, just here's the game. They took 33 threes. The Knicks took 32. The Knicks only made 9. They made 17.
Yeah.
You know, you can't wave a magic wand, Chris, to make up for that difference.
No.
Okay?
No, I would love to know what magic formula that he would have. Other than having the offense function better while the two of them are on the floor, which is something, no doubt. He had a whole year to figure it out, and they didn't. That's partly on the players, too. But also, they had a top five. I mean, for most of the year, the offense did get worse, and then obviously Jalen Brunson was gone for a while. But I think before the Jalen Brunson injury, you're talking about a top five offense in the game.
Like
they were one of the better offenses in the sport for most of the season.
Yeah, and the other thing about that game on Saturday was, of course, the third quarter again.
Yeah.
You know, the third quarter. But now, with that being said, and I just want to say something. You know what? I hate to go back into the recesses of ancient history, but I don't think that when the Knicks went to their first championship, I'm pretty sure they had to upend Russell, Havlicek, Sam Jones, JoJo White, Celtics. And they were not exactly favored. You know, the Knicks were very upstart when they won that first one. And there was no, you know, legalized game. You know, it was different. But that was also considered to be a pretty, at least, I don't know about upset, but it was, you know, that was a big achievement because those were the guys
who kept beating them. Yeah, no, I got you, Steve. This is a pretty big upset. This one's bigger against the Celtics. Nobody thought they could beat the Celtics. Nobody. And then, by the half, everyone was sure of it. By halftime of game one, then we all knew the series was over. So, I mean, I'm not telling you he's the greatest coach in the world, that we should give him a 10-year extension, that, you know, he doesn't have to win eventually. It's the first year with this group. He hasn't earned a second year with this team. He hasn't earned a second year beating the Boston Celtics back-to-back 50-win seasons, completely changing the franchise, doesn't buy him a second year with this team. It's crazy to me. I have a hard time understanding that concept. As disappointed as you may be in him, and as many fair points as you can make about it, the offense and the struggles and, you know, the inability to make adjustments, side out of bounds play, off timeouts, which is actually a couple of times in this game, he actually had a good couple of off timeouts where they ended up getting layups. But I have questions about how he does things too. I don't think he's handled everything perfect. I have real questions about some of the things he does. He deserves a second year with this group. It's not even close. It doesn't even make sense not to give it to him. With the level of success he has brought to this franchise, who are you going to hire that you know is better? Like, honestly, who are you going to hire that you know is better? Like, people say Malone. Okay, he's got arguably the best player in the NBA. And he won one championship, and then they underachieved in the postseason. And for whatever reason, he lost track of the team. You think that's a guarantee he's a better coach? I'd be leery. I'd be very leery to let go of this coach and see what happens with this team. Kenny Manhattan, what's up, Kenny?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Good. You know, I have one question. How come no one mentions that Leon Rose never manages to, you know, like to strengthen the bench for Thibodeau?
Well,
you know, I mean, he deserves some blame.
Oh, no, absolutely. There's no question. I mean, listen. Leon Rose, and thank you for the call, Kenny. Leon Rose has done an incredible job. He has taken over the reins of a franchise that was in the abyss, run in there by one of the great winners in NBA history, in Phil Jackson. Nobody's been able to do it. He came in here and instantly turned it around. Right now, he is the best executive in New York. And you know how I feel about Brian Cashman. He's the best executive in New York right now, Leon Rose. And he's done an incredible job turning this team into a legitimate contender.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He has a share of blame in this, of course. They all do. Now, the bench, you're hoping this year will really be the year he'll be able to do it. He made a move that kind of changed the team at the very end of the offseason. Like, the season was just about to get started when they make the call, Anthony. The preseason was just about to get started, the training. Like, they traded for Cat late and traded away depth. He had to trade away depth for OG Anunoby. So it might take some time to build, hopefully next year. I mean, I think that's pretty much what they're going to do. They're going to try and build the depth on this team, maybe make a couple of key changes, maybe, if they can. I don't think it's going to be Carl Anthony Towns. I'll be totally honest with you. I don't think he's going anywhere. But hopefully they change some things, add some pieces, mid-level exceptions, get some legitimate guys in here that make the team deeper, and then Tibbs can play a bit of a deeper rotation. But for the first two series of this game, all the minute police have to understand the first two series of this postseason, they're the better team in the fourth quarter damn near every game. They're the better team in the fourth quarter. They're the smarter team. They make less mistakes. And then this series, they just played awful. Ryan and Teaneck, what's up, Ryan?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Thanks for having me.
Of course, thanks for calling in. Well, that was nice. We had a very pleasant exchange there. I feel like that call went well. You're free to continue to speak, Ryan. He's not going to.
That he has.
Hello, Ryan.
You're Brian.
Is it Brian or Ryan? With a B?
It's with a B, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Brian. You have to start all over again because you got completely cut out. I just heard like the last half a second of what you just said.
Okay, great. I'll start over.
Sure, please.
All right. Tibbs does the same mistake every game because he picks the same five starters most of the time. And he doesn't believe in his bench. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't have a head coach that doesn't trust the bench because you don't know when to use them. And every time we establish a lead with the bench, he takes them out. And he doesn't line up based on the chemistry of the team. So for him to start Robinson and then put Robinson on the bench when he was having one of the best games of his life shows to me that Tibbs is not aware of how to line up defensively to prevent the other team from scoring. You see...
Well, I mean, okay, but they did have two games where they held them to 194 for a team that averages 120 points. They held them to 94 points in Game 5. And Mitchell Robinson played. Mitchell Robinson, who hasn't played a lot of minutes, played 30 minutes in the game. He played, you know, Carl Anthony Towns played 8 more minutes. Jalen Brunson played 4 more minutes. It's not like, you know, Mitchell Robinson played 13 minutes in this game. He played 30 minutes.
And
a lot of those runs you're talking about with the bench on the floor is because the Pacers have their bench on the floor. And when they start bringing in the starters, then he goes back to the starters. Like, I get it. You're not going to go out there. Do you think they're going to go win the game with Wright and Shamet on the floor playing 40 minutes instead of going to the starters?
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
Let me explain why. Sometimes he'll go with his starters. And then not producing. Because, first of all, you need a floor general. Brunson is a good guard. But he's more of a shooting guard than a point guard. He doesn't get the other players involved. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know when to throw the ball to the big man. And there's a miss between him and Cat. You know, because
that I agree with.
All right, so sometimes Cat has to go outside of the paint to get the ball. Now, when Brunson is holding, when they're trapping Brunson, he needs to give up the ball before the trap and move without it, like how Curry moves without the ball. Mm-hmm. But Tibbs is not putting this in their ear.
How do you know? How do you know what he puts in their ear?
Okay, let me explain to you why. Because hold on, I'm gonna pull over just so I can make my point.
No, gotta take your time.
All right. Yeah, let me explain what I'm saying to you. Mm-hmm. You see, Kolick?
I don't, but good.
All right, I'm going to show you. Kolick?
Oh, yeah, Kolick.
He's a point guard. He's a floor general.
Yep.
He knows how to get the bigs involved. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see how he'll, you know, look for assists, and then he can score his own point.
Yeah, no, if you're Tibbs right.
If Tibbs was to use Kolick with Brunson, then he could break down the trap, you know, protect the ball, find Brunson when he's open, and hit like that.
Yeah, no, now, I'm sorry. There was no need to pull over. Who do we think we are? Honestly. I know we want to be critical, and we can talk about mistakes. Are we saying the Knicks lost this series because Tibbs was too stupid to play Tyler Kolick? Is that what we're saying? Are we saying we needed a floor general? And this whole time, he was sitting there on the bench. The guy who's going to lead the Knicks to the NBA Finals, Tyler Kolick. Because he knows how to get the ball to the bigs. I'm sorry. Did Karl Anthony Towns not shoot a million shots in this series? Did Karl Anthony Towns not go to the basket consistently? Did Carl Anthony Towns not dominate game three in the fourth quarter? Did Carl Anthony Towns not play the game? I agree. They don't have enough of a dynamic two-man game, and they should, considering how skilled they are offensively. But Tyler Kolek is going to come in, and Carl Anthony Towns, the same guy we're all disappointed in, the same guy we think disappears at over the course of a series over and over again, the same guy who can't hit his shots, the same guy we want off the floor at the end of this game because he was so terrible. All we had to do was put in Tyler Kolek and he was going to dominate? Man, oh man, if this isn't the most ridiculous revisionist history I've ever heard in my life. You guys think you can, they lost the series, so you're just saying, put this guy in and put that guy in. And why didn't he do this and why didn't he do that? Because you're frustrated they lost and you're clutching at straws. It's ridiculous. I'm not trying to harp on you, man, Brian. I know you're a good fan, and I understand you're frustrated, and I understand the idea of having like a legitimate, really good point guard could help the team in different ways, whatever, and he's more of a shooting guard than a floor general. It's Jalen Brunson. He's the point guard. He's Mr. Clutch. He's changed the whole freaking franchise. But we want Tyler Kolek in because he can pass the ball.
I don't,
it's hurting my brain because I'm mad. I'm mad they lost the series. I'm frustrated too, but I'm not, and I'm pretty stupid. I say a lot of stupid things. You guys hear them. You guys call me on it. Sometimes it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. I say dumb things all the time. And I'm, you know, I think I brag about my singing. I talk about my high school football career. I think pretty highly of myself, despite being, you know, an overweight man who can't grow a beard. I don't have the hubris to sit here on my fat ass just because I have a microphone and tell you I know that the coach should have done this or the coach could have done that and it would have changed everything. That he should have played a guy who none of you heard of prior to being a nobody on this Knicks bench.
I mean, I can't. He should have played Tyler Kolek more. He should have played Landry Shamet more. He should have played Wright more. He should have left Brunson on the bench for the whole game if need be.
Because if they would have lost with Brunson on the bench, I'm sure everyone would have been okay with it. Well, hey, look, Tyler Kolek can pass the ball. I understand. I'm sure that's what we'd all be saying right now. If they lost the series with Brunson on the bench, we'd all be saying, hey, Tibbs did what he had to do. Landry Shamet was playing good defense. What can you do? It was the right move. Tyler Kolek was clearly, did you see his bounce passes were incredible. You guys, I love you. Like, we're overthinking this stuff, man.
Do you think these are the same people that knew a few years ago the Knicks were losing games because Tibbs didn't play Neal Aquina and Kevin Knox enough?
Yep. That was the problem. Neal Aquina's out of the league. No, like, it's just, it's so... Tyler Kolek. I've taken two calls. We've been on for an hour and a half. I have taken two calls saying that the Knicks lost because of Tibbs, and I don't know why the hell they didn't play Tyler Kolek. It's not the players. No. It's not that the team that got them there didn't play well. It's not that Josh Hart was terrible. It's that the coach didn't recognize Josh Hart was terrible, and he should have sat his ass on the bench and played Landry Shamet exclusively, because we all know if Shamet played 40 minutes in the game, they would have won. Mitchell Robinson played 30 minutes in the game. Could he have played more? He was the best player on the court. I'm not going to disagree with you. Could he have played more? I guess. Do they win a game that they got their ass kicked in the second half because of that? No, they do not. It's just crazy. Dave in Westchester. What's up, Dave?
Chris, well, yes. I agree with you basically on Tibbs. I think he's a good coach, and I think, you know, he took them to one level last year, which was further than they went. He took them to the next level this year in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think he ought to, you know, be able to come back and try again next year. But I do want to criticize him in one specific respect regarding the finals with Indiana, because I think those two teams were very evenly matched, and I think it should have gone to a seventh game. And I think, going back to game one, I think he made two really bad mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a perfect storm for Indiana to come back from 14 points down with 45 left and 9 down. And I think if he had and I'm using just two words, clock management. He really blew the clock management at the end of the game. He should have been, I don't know what he was telling them, but it didn't look like he was telling them to, you know, bring the clock down to under 5 seconds before they tried to score. And Brunson passed to Anunoby, and he lost the ball, and then the call got reversed. There, I think there were 19 seconds left on
the
clock.
Yeah, there was.
And that wasn't the only time. I mean, I'm just
I agree. I mean, the clock man. Listen, he let the players play. That's kind of the coach he is. He lets the players play. Trust Jalen Brunson. On that play, you could tell me the coach should have been in his ear. Jalen Brunson's not an idiot. Jalen Brunson should have dribbled that ball out. Jalen Brunson should have let them foul him. I think part of it was he was trying to avoid the foul and let the clock continue. He should have just dribbled it out. Or he thought he had a layup. And if OG Anunoby scores, if OG Anunoby catches the ball and dunks it in, no one's complaining about the 19 seconds on the clock. I don't disagree, though. They didn't do clock management well. Totally agree. And I'm willing to take his share, and he has a fair share of the blame for that game, without question. There's a handful of mistakes. But his level of success, and then, but now it's like just this absolute nonsense of he should have played these guys. He should have had a 12-man rotation. Like, what are we talking about? Kolick? Like, seriously? That's the difference in the series? That's your ace in the hole? The case cracker, me in the shower. I don't understand it. Let's go to John in Long Island. What's up, John?
Chris.
Yes.
Listen to me, brother. Mm-hmm. I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
I don't know how you do it. You have adult people calling you with their takes in different teams in this city.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this Brian is going to call and say Tyler Kolick should be playing more.
Yep.
You, in what world? How did he come up with that? That he thinks that Tyler Kolick would have made a big difference in this series based on what?
I have no idea. Based on the idea that Jalen Brunson's a better scorer than a passer and that he doesn't know how to feed it to the big man despite Karl-Anthony Towns getting the ball plenty, and the idea that he gets, you know, double teamed and he would be able to pass it to Kolick. I have no idea.
No, don't forget. No, he said that Kolick knows how to get the ball to the big man.
Yes, he knows how to get the ball to the big man.
Based on what? College?
But here's the problem. They have two big men. One man, I'm not sure he knows how to do anything other than get rebounds and putbacks, so you're not going to pass him the ball. And the other one was terrible in the game. Like, he played. He was there, he had the ball, he was awful. Like, getting the big man the ball wasn't going to help them.
You know what, Chris? I've been saying it for at least the last 5 years. Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah.
Can you develop one move over the summer?
I know.
Just one move. If he could just develop one move over the summer, it would make such a difference in his game. Oh. Not that it's bad, because I don't know a better offensive rebounder in the game, in the NBA.
No, there isn't. I think he's the best offensive rebounder in the NBA. Yeah,
he's the best offensive rebounder in the game. He's a good shot blocker, and he's a good rebounder all together.
No,
anyway.
Of course, yeah.
But, just develop one.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice to have him as like somewhat of an offensive threat. Yeah, I just the Tyler Kolek. If there has ever been a more just hindsight, you know, revisionist history kind of argument, just because they lost to try and pull it, should have done that. Like, I mean, are we serious? Are we serious? Instead of all these guys, instead of OG Anunoby, who they pay all this money to, Bridges, who they traded all these draft picks for, Karl-Anthony Towns, who they traded for, who has an enormous contract, you know, Jalen Brunson, you know, Josh Hart, who has been part of the turnaround of this franchise, who's been excellent for this team, Deuce McBride, who was a draft pick and has played well. Instead of all those guys, no, you got to play Kolek. And the coach was an idiot for not doing it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 3:35, McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We're getting heated about Tibbs. I'm just saying, I hear you. He could have, maybe Ben Stiller, he could have thrown Ben Stiller out there. You know, Ben does understand what it's like to work with other talented individuals. He's both directed and worked on the, you know, behind the camera, in front of the camera. He's a dual threat. Could have put him out there. I just, I don't want to be dismissive because it's, I understand the point. And I'm not saying that, you know, playing the bench more. I think the more the argument is to, like, really play the bench more throughout the year so that you have a better feel for it. I think that's a fair argument. I've been saying that. We've all been saying that. I think that's fair. I think it's fair. But you get into these series, like, other than the Pacers, who do roll a lot of guys deep, everyone cuts short there. Like, no, you know, you're not going to play a ton of guys in the playoffs, and to think playing Tyler Cole, I can't believe I got two calls, two. One, I could dismiss it. Two, the second time I heard the name, I had to go off. I had no choice. The first time I laughed at it, and I said, yeah, okay. Then I heard it again. When you get two calls in an hour, telling you Tyler Kolek had to play, it deserved the screaming fit. It just did. I'm only human. It had to happen. I had to let it out. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Pete in Queens. What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Great show. Good. I want to start this off on a positive, sound. I watch every minute of every game. I've been to every single playoff game. I sat in 6D. And 4D at the Garden. I watch the bench. I watch what's going on. I watch Tibbs. I can tell you right now, let's get positive. This is the first year our team is together.
Mm-hmm.
We beat the defending world champions, okay? And if anybody played basketball, they understand that it's repetitiveness. Boston didn't win a championship with Tatum and Brown until year 6 or 7. You need to keep your core together. They need to play and experience these things. It's a great experience that they had.
Mm-hmm.
However, Tibbs does not develop players correctly. He's notorious for it over his career. This is a whole year thing. This is
what do you
not
mean, what do you mean doesn't what is who doesn't who doesn't he develop?
Because his bench players were supposed to be playing throughout the year, and he should be playing all of them to experience so that when the playoffs do come,
I think that's fair,
they're
but
they're not just thrown in the mix.
I think that's fair, but hold on.
I'm going to prove my point.
Okay. No, I'm saying, yeah, I get that point, and I think it's fair. But when you say doesn't develop players, like, every player that comes to play for him with the Knicks has gotten better. Brunson has gotten better. OG Anunoby got better. Josh Hart got better.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Randle got much better. Like, I mean, the idea he doesn't develop players is asinine. Now,
not development. I didn't mean that.
Okay.
I didn't mean that. Right. It's about playing them for them to get experience in the beginning. That's what I meant. Not development.
Well, I mean, specifically the bench.
Right.
Yeah. No, listen, I hear what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. Like the players he thinks are going to be a part of the team. I mean, he does develop. Deuce McBride has developed. Mitchell Robinson has developed. Like, they've gotten better with him. They've developed with him to players that we want. Like, yeah, all right, he's not playing Tyler Kolek as much as maybe you and apparently some others would like.
I don't care about
or Shamit and like some of these guys. Yeah, you want to play them so that they can feel comfortable, and in moments when you need them, they can have something to lean back on. Totally agree.
Look at the fast break points. They were out hustled and they were exhausted. When you're live and they go into the timeout, they are exhausted. They played 16 games mm-hmm. equivalent in minutes more than the Pacers did. That's the reason why I'm saying this, because they lost the series because they were exhausted. They were out hustled and they were dead in the end. And they also lost off of a bounce ball that bounced the right way in game one.
Yeah.
And he should have his in game coaching as far as when to call timeouts and stuff like that. When another team goes on an 8-0 run and you're on the road in game 7 or game 6, you call a timeout. You break the ice. And then they come out of timeouts and they're lost. And everybody knows that they're being pressured. Brunson is being pressured. You don't break a press by dribbling it out. And by the time he's over the half court line, you have 6 seconds mm-hmm. and he's exhausted and he's, you know, you can't run a press like that. You beat the press by passing.
Yeah, but they're not really running a press. They're just having a guy up on the ball. They're not running a press. They're not running like a scheme thematic, you know, CYO college basketball press. They had a guy up on Brunson making it tough to dribble it up the floor. Jalen Brunson could have easily passed the ball. There's another guy there for him. Jalen Brunson wants to work the ball up the floor. Sometimes he's trying to get a foul. So like it wasn't just they didn't run like a schemed press like Kentucky. They just had a guy up on him and made it difficult for him to dribble the ball up the floor, which I agree with, the amount of time that it takes and then how much time you have on the shot clock, that I agree with. But, I mean, it's not like they run a press, you got to run a press breaker. I don't disagree. I've been saying it for, again, I don't want to make it seem like I'm this big, you know, Tibbs sycophant and that, you know, he's the greatest coach in the league. I've been saying for a long time should play the bench more. I've been saying for a long time too many minutes. I've been part of the minutes police a little bit. Maybe not the loudest of critics or the loudest of the police, the minute police, but I've been on it. I've been saying too many minutes. I've been saying play the bench. I have. I've been complaining about side out of bounds. I've been complaining about off timeouts. I was complaining about that this entire season and through the Detroit series on. They never get what they want out of side out of bounds. They hardly ever get what they want out of timeout. I agree with both those things. I'm Tibbs is not the perfect head coach, but he's done enough. And he won the Celtics series. Like, I don't get it. And then you'll say, well, the players won the Celtics series. Okay, then the players lost the Indiana series. Like, he's developed this team. They've all gotten better, and he brought them to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. I have issues with his coaching style, too. Let me tell you something right now. You're going to have issues with every coach that they could possibly bring in here. Every coach has something that you're not going to like. No coach is perfect, or they'd have a job. Like, who are you going to bring in that you know is better? This guy has done a remarkable job with this team. Despite some of the issues he may have, he's done an incredible job with this team. This is the second year now, as the last caller said. It does take some time now. They play a lot of minutes together. That should theoretically fasten and speed up the time it takes to get together. I agree. They play a lot of minutes together, this starting five. OG, Karl Anthony Towns and Brunson played a lot of minutes together this season. It should expedite this time to get together. It didn't. I got to give him another year. This isn't necessarily, hey, Chris, why don't you have any issues with Tibbs? I do have some issues with Tibbs. I just don't think they're fireable off of what he just did. Trevor in Stony Point. What's up, Trevor?
C-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. How you feeling, boss?
Good morning, brother. How are you?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Get ready to start the day at work. Let me make a couple of points.
Yeah.
Number one, I actually was on the bandwagon of bringing Mike Malone in, but let me finish my point.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to what you were saying and what some of the other callers were saying, I'm in agreement with you. Knicks fans, I'm a Knicks fan too. You listen, I was born in 1974. I haven't been alive to see a Knicks championship. Right. So, we're heading in the right direction. Give it some time. Let Tibbs do what he has to do. Like I said, at first I was on the Mike Malone bandwagon, but listening to your point.
Listen, Mike Malone's a championship winning coach. It's not a terrible idea.
I get that. But we're heading in the right direction. We're gradually making steps. We haven't been good for a quarter of a century, 25 years, we have been garbage.
Yeah.
We are in the right direction. We're doing the right things. Leon Rose, I'll give him credit. At first, I'm not going to lie to you, I was kind of skeptical about his mood. He's doing the right thing. Give us some time, people. Give us some time.
Yeah,
last year, conference semifinals. This year, we made it to the conference finals. The ceiling is up for us. Now, can we use some depth? Absolutely. Because, all right, Indiana, all the teams that are in the NBA Finals right now, Indiana, 10, 11 deep.
Yeah.
OKC, 10 deep. Yeah, okay, we get it. They're good teams.
Yeah.
But give it some time, people. Everybody wants this.
I totally agree, Trevor. I'm totally with you. I think he deserves another year. Now, here's what I'll say with that, though. Like, I'm hoping he learns from it. I'm hoping that they do get a better bench and that he's more willing to play them. But, I mean, you want to say they're exhausted? I get it. They were the better team in the fourth quarter, almost every game in the postseason up until this series. And even then, you know, they had games where they were the best team in the fourth quarter. Obviously, game three, they were the best team in the fourth quarter. And they were the best team in the fourth quarter in game one until the last 2.5 minutes. Until Nesmith started hitting every damn three-pointer, they were the best team in that fourth quarter, too. You know, in an elimination game, I'm sorry, I can't. There's got to be an adrenaline level that they can push and hit. Like I could understand if they made it to the NBA Finals or in this series, it was just a consistent thing. Like they had times where they played a great defensive game five, so they weren't exhausted in game five, but then they were exhausted in game six. That's what did it. Game five was the final last gasp of an exhausted team. They just found enough adrenaline not to lose at home in game five, and then it was just all too much for them in game number six. Okay, maybe. Look, I have issues with them. A lot of your criticisms are all fair. You're going to have a tough time explaining to me how you're better off letting go of the guy who's rebuilt this franchise and has had the success. They we're acting like they didn't win the Boston series. Like we're diminishing that accomplishment. That was an incredible win. It's one of the great wins in this franchise history outside of the championships. We know how long ago those were. Like, it literally is. Now, I'm not saying they're the Jordan Bulls, but, like, that was the team that they couldn't beat. Right? That great 90s team. The Pacers were a very good team, but they were just another team. The Heat were a very good team, but they were just another team. The Chicago Bulls without Michael Jordan, very good, just another team. The team they couldn't beat were the Jordan-led Bulls, and they never did. This was a team they couldn't beat. This was a team that was too good for them. This was a team they didn't match up well with. This is the team they've gotten their ass kicked all season with. This was the team they could not beat. Don't you worry, they're not going to win. And then they won. And he had a good series and outcoached the Celtics coach, had a better series. Like that sealed his job for me. Now we could have criticisms and we could say, hey, next year, better bench and play it more. Totally on board. Next year, you know, you can't, let's learn from this and see if we can have a less exhausted team. Last year was because of injuries. This year they were healthy. Brunson didn't play the last month. You can't tell me Brunson is exhausted. Brunson had a month off. Month and a half off. Learn from it. Get better. The players and the coach. Anthony in Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
Big Mac, I know why the Knicks lost.
Why is that?
They didn't play Tyler Kolek.
That's it. They didn't play Tyler Kolek.
That's the reason.
What idiots. The whole time.
No, I think they
had the answer right there at the end of the bench.
That was it. He was sitting right on the end of the, I don't even know who he is, that guy. Who is that guy?
I don't know. But he knows how to give it to the big men.
Seriously. But I think next year is going to be better. They're going to have Mitch back. He'll play at the five, starting the season off, move Towns to the four. I think they're going to be all right. And Tibbs is going to be on the hot seat, so I think he's going to...
I agree with that.
I think he's going to try everything. Yeah. He's going to try everything. He's going to use the bench more. I think next year is going to be better.
This was the first year of the group, and thank you very much for the call, Anthony. If next year, and again, if next year they get to this spot, or just the Indiana Pacers, and lose again, or they don't get back to another, they have to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals this next year. If they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals next year, Tibbs' job is up for grabs. Totally agree. It's the second year with the team. They're supposed to get better. They have a whole offseason to revamp the roster when they made the Towns trade late and kind of had to put it together. They'll have the entire offseason to figure out how to best make this roster. They're coming off a full season and a deep playoff run. They're going to have to understand what makes this team click and work and figure something out. Tibbs has all year to do it. If they do not get back to an Eastern Conference Finals And even if they get there and lose to this same Pacers team, then we'll have a different discussion. I'm open to that. Again, I'm not saying he needs a lifelong contract. But I just can't understand anyone who points to what we saw in this series and say, I've seen enough. I've seen enough. I've seen enough with this coach. It took him too long to put Shamit out there. I mean, I think it's a little crazy. Stuart in Brooklyn, what's up, Stu?
Morning, C-Mac.
Good morning, Stu.
Who is that guy they were talking about? What's his name?
Tyler Kolick?
Who is he?
Apparently, he's the Knicks' like third string point guard. And he would have been the and he would have been the,
about he was the, being
he, would
on the
been, he would have been the difference maker in the game if you own him.
No. The difference maker was they were tired, they were exhausted. They beat, like you just said, they beat the team that nobody even gave a thought that they could beat, and they won, and they got to the Eastern. And you're right, if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow next year, then his job should be up for grabs.
Yeah.
But right now, why can't the people just understand, let's savor this season. They got somewhere to...
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, as much as I say it, Stu...
Then people ain't going to listen to you.
Well, no, people it's not that they won't listen to me, because everyone listens to me, Stu. You know that. No, I was going to say, as much as I say that it was the first Eastern Conference final in 25 years, and they had this great Boston win... while I'm saying it through, you know, clenched teeth. I'm mad. I'm not at the point of savoring the season just yet. I'm really not. I'm not. I'm still frustrated. I'm not, like, you have yet to hear me call it a great season. Someone called up and said it was a failure of a season, I might have went as far as to say it's tough to call it a failure, but I'm not happy about it. I'm not ready to put it in perspective. I'm not ready to enjoy it. I don't want to look fondly on it right now. Right now I'm pissed with that ugly second half performance in game 6. I'm still pissed about game 1. They had an opportunity to win the series, and maybe I'm being unfair to the Pacers because they are a damn good team. And we probably did underestimate them a little bit to start the series. We underestimated Halliburton and Siakam, and they're a good team. Going to the NBA Finals for the second time in franchise history. This is the said they've been to the Eastern Conference Finals twice now, and they've beaten the Knicks twice now. They are a good basketball team. Very good. I still think the main reason the Knicks lost is because they played terribly. I think, and they made tons of mistakes, and they blew game 1. I still think the Knicks have the more talented team. They just did not play well enough. And the coach has a lot to do with it. So I'm just saying, I'm not happy. I'm not saying, you know, Tibbs deserves an extension. I'm not trying to put this season in perspective. I'm just saying, as pissed off as I am, I have a real tough time with some of the complaints about the head coach as if he was the reason, when we will all say the same thing. Like, me and Fleeks are talking about it because I always have this argument with Yankee fans who hate Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone. And I'm like, whatever you think about not winning a championship since 2009 with the New York Yankees and how that's all that it matters, they've won divisions. They've been to 4 ALCSs in the last... 7 years, like they win divisions, they win 100 games, they're always in the playoffs. Like, someone's doing a half-decent job. They're either building a good enough team to win like this and the manager's holding them back, or the team is crappy and the GM sucks, but somehow the manager is managing them to get all these wins. Like, one or the other is doing something pretty damn good to win all these games. And that's how I feel about Tibbs and this team right now for this postseason series. We all acknowledge Carl Anthony Towns sucked. We all acknowledge Mikal Bridges sucks. Or, you know, even though he was great defensively in the Boston series, like, he just didn't do enough in this series. We all admit Jalen Brunson didn't play well, especially in game 6. Like, we all admit Josh Hart played the worst stretch of basketball we've ever seen from him in a Knicks uniform. So, I mean, I just gave you 4 or 5 players who didn't play up to their caliber, and we're going to kill the coach. Like, he doesn't have a magic wand. More than half the team and 78% of the players he plays traditionally were not good. And we want to blame him for it because he didn't put in the other handful of guys who you think, for some reason, would have been better. That's my only issue. Like, it's sometimes it's just the players didn't play well enough. They didn't play well enough. Josh Hart was awful. That had nothing to do with coaching. You want to take Josh Hart off the floor? Okay, but he's who they are. Magic Johnson's tweeting out, play Josh Hart. He's who got you here. Do you know more than Magic Johnson? Like, I'm just saying. We can't just say everyone was terrible and it's the coach's fault. Like, they weren't good. They didn't play well. There's arguments to be made against the coach, but we are ready to throw this guy out. It's crazy. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Reset. Maybe a little bit of baseball coming off of that Subway Series. Coming off of the World Series rematch. The Yankees get absolutely demolished on Saturday. Max Fried with his first real bad start of the year on Friday. And then Ryan Yarbrough, the man who is changing the New York Yankees. It's incredible what he's been this year. He comes through with a great start. The Yankees knock out Yamamoto in the fourth inning, and they manage to salvage the last game of the series after getting beat up, ugly loss, then just absolutely demolished on Saturday. They save their season because people were really on the brink with a win. The Mets sweep the Colorado Rockies, the worst organization possibly in history of sports. 9-51. That is hard to do. But we saw some positives with the Mets. They have some reinforcements coming back. We could talk a little bit of baseball. I do have 5 hours tomorrow on a Tuesday morning, 5 hour midnight ride. We'll have plenty of time to do that then. It's been mainly Knicks here on the show today as we come to terms with the season coming to an end and try and figure out how the hell we move forward. And it seems like a lot of you want to do it without Tibbs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.